Hold on. Mamish, in this situation, it says beferish you're allowed to. When you have to stop learning to go outside and eat.
Like you could.
Okay. There's another shiur after this.
I said that it's going to sit in front of me till 9:30 now.
Okay.
You had a rub, you just passed him for it. You could eat that donut. Ow!
Shmaitza Shir. Second night of Hanukkah, Lel Shani. And we're up to Shmaitza Beis. And we're in Perek Yud Gimel. And I'm stopping to apologize for Perek Yud Gimel. It's very good Shmaitza Perek.
I think it's a very interesting Perek.
Yes, that's because it make it interesting. That's because I entertain you also. So, the Shmaitza. Let me not backtrack. Let's go further. He learned Pshat Toisvis, he answered Akasha by saying that, by trotting out, so to speak, the Toisvis in Chulin that says the Yusayd, very important Yusayd, because it gives you a whole more solid picture of Chazakah. That a Chazakah, and it really, Hashem, I don't know how, I don't think the Olam really understands Chazakah properly, but if you understand Chazakah with this just the magic word status quo situation, it really explains a lot, especially this Yesod, that you don't say it Lamafreya. Otherwise it could sound like Exeris HaKosuv. That a Chazakah means a situation that was known, continues or continued or going past or future, Chazakah Dahashna, Chazakah Demeikora, until the last known point in time when it was different. But that's only when the situation was huchzak, established, maybe is a good English word. But if you first found out afterwards, not found out, if it first materialized afterwards that the chazakah even existed, that it was muchzak to be kosher, then it's not a proper chazakah. That's Toisvis, and the Shmaitza uses that to explain a Toisvis in Hamadir with the Kala, why when you found Mumin when she was Beveis Habal, after she was married, on the stage of the Gemara when we're following Chazakah Dahashta, why don't we therefore say it's a Mekach Tos? Because if she had Mumin now, she had it before the Erisin. And it's a Mekach Tos. So the answer is because to establish that she had Mumin before the marriage is now working retroactively. Because at the time, before she was married, we didn't know. It's an unknown. We're looking now, we're trying to figure out what was. So we can't establish Lamafreya, a situation that should be called a Chazakah, in order to go even further back in the past. That's what he says.
But connected with that, were you able to find out anything? I didn't get a chance to research it, about why we play the what if game with the Parah Aduma with the pen, when we don't play what with any other case, compared with the case of the para that was lost. Well, maybe it was trefa. We don't play the maybe game.
No.
In that case.
I didn't have a chance.
Okay.
But that's not a question on the Shmaitza that we're learning. That's a general question on the Gemara and Chulin. How can you prove rov or chazakah from cases without a reyusa? That would be like the lomdish way to ask the kasha. If there's no reyusa, then there's no suffix nolad. If there's no suffix, I just realized now the teretz. If you remember, could be you weren't here then. If you remember, we said, what's the Shmaitza saying? That it's ein machzek in reyusa mirshus lirshus, and you don't even no suffix is even nolad because there's no reyusa. But the Gemara uses the word Cheskos Haguf. The Gemara talks about Cheskos Haguf, so it very clearly is Chazakah. So we said that there's two levels of Cheskos Haguf. And a Hanami, remember I asked the Kasha, we called it that in Halacha, a chain could be stronger than its weakest link. And the best Raya, and I think it's a wonderful Raya, is Eidim. Eidim is the most powerful force in the world. But the whole kashrus of the Eidim is based on a cheskus kashrus. How do you know they're kosher? Two people walk into Besdin, when there's no reyusa, it's true that there's no actual suffix that's no lot, but the right you have to assume that there's taka no problem. In other words, that din itself, that very din, that when there's no reyusa, you don't call it look for problems, no suffix is no lot, is thanks to the power of whatever the case may be, the power of chazaka or the power of rov. It's just that when there's a suffix no lot, then I have a suffix, and my rov, chazaka, etc., edim, etc., have to paskin the suffix. Has to be machria, which side of the suffix. When there's no reyusa, then my chazaka, rov, whatever, tell me, don't worry. But it's not a balabatasha, don't worry. It's taka based on, and this is how we answered. This is how we answered the Shmaitza from the Gemara. The Gemara says Cheskos Aguf. What's the Shmaitza saying? That Kanimsa Kanhoya. In other words, in the legal system of the Gemara, so to say, I guess that's the best word for it, or of the Torah, itaka is going to depend at what stage it weighs in. When it weighs in before there's a reyusa, it tells you, that's what tells you, it's true, you don't know, but don't make a suffix out of your not knowing. But that's, with what koach are you doing that? Why don't we have a 10% worry that maybe it's a trefa? So the answer is, with the koach of rov, tells me, don't worry that maybe it's a suffix. When a suffix is no lad, then already you have to use the rov to paskin, and it becomes a much more, a heavier, it's more of an, it's an uphill battle. Because you have a suffix, and you have to be machriya the suffix. So then it's, does rov help in such a case, does rov help in such a case? But the, and I'm answering your question by saying that there's really no such thing in the Torah as in a vacuum. You really, like, you don't worry about it. I mean, it's true, you don't worry about it, but you should have worried about it. And the reason you're not worrying about it is chazaka or rov. It's just weighing in on a more primal, that's what I'm looking for. It's weighing in on a more primal level, more basic level. It's not coming in after there's a suffix and being poshate the suffix. It's coming in when precluding a suffix. But it's still the rov, so you could. So just to complete the circle and answer your question, if you have a Pora Aduma and you use it, even though you can't check it out for Trefa, the reason you're not Choshesh, it's a Trefa, is because there's a concept of Rov. If it wouldn't be for the concept of Rov, then you would have to be afraid it's a Trefa. You're looking already after, you know, then a chanami.
What about after
you? You see what I'm answering you? I'm answering you that your question is an excellent question. It's just missing one point. And we talked about this point around a month ago. This din itself, that you don't clear, you're not choker, you don't create sveikos if there's no reyusa, is because of rov, and it's because of chazaka, and because of those things.
Okay.
That's all, that's the answer. But they could, the Gemara, and in fact, all the Gemara's cases are on a very primal level. They're before the Zereyusa. I want to turn around your question, and you can ask it the other way. How does the Gemara know that it helps when the Zereyusa? All of the Gemara's rayas are that there's a koach of rov and a koach of chazaka, etc., when there's no reyusa. And it's on a primal level that you don't clear. How does the Gemara know that when there's a reyusa, we can be patient it with rov? So for that, I need another 24 hours. You understand? It's mamish, your question turned around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's adarab. The Gemara does say it on the primal level. How do we know to use that rove helps when you actually have a suffix in front of you? they could use Rove to be poached.
It's in Wisconsin.
It is? Okay, it just became a little more famous.
And that totally moved up Pesaka. Once you see it's not true anymore, so why did the Pesaka help yourself resolve anything? It's not true.
Why do, yeah, right.
I heard my son ask.
Why wouldn't that come to a Torah Ruba Chazak Ruba Adam?
What?
Why wouldn't that come to a Torah Ruba Chazak Ruba Adam?
What does that have to do?
Reisa from Pesaka.
Not from a Chazaka,
a
Reisa. It's a Reisa. How do you know you can use Chazaka when there's a Reisa? How do you know you can use Chazaka when there's a Reisa, when there's a real Sufik in front of you? A Sufik. You're talking about when you know the situation changed. I'm talking about a get, Sufik Karav Loi, Sufik Karav Loi. There's a Reisa b'fanecha. I'm talking about you found movement in the Isha. You want to know if there's a Mekach Tos. How do you know you can use Cheskos HaGuf when you have a reyusa? You have a reyusa. Harei mumum lefanecha, to use the Gemara, to paraphrase the Gemara's wording. So how do you know you can use chazaka? All the limudim in the Gemara that are learned out from Sukkim, chazaka and rov, are all without a reyusa. It's mamish. It's the flip. It's the mirror image of your question. Your question was, why do you need a pasuk in those cases? So I answered you, because those cases also you're using the koach of rov and the koach of chazaka to say don't have a suffix, and I'm going to turn around the kasha. Maybe all they do is say don't have a suffix. How do you know that they can be used when you have a suffix staring you in the face?
But the way you started this whole question from Paraduma, you said we can't call them a freya for the year.
The chazaka.
But after 1 year.
Here we go again. But maybe it swallowed a pin yesterday.
Yeah, but that's the what is saying again.
But we do have that. So the Gemara proves from there, Rove. Rove animals are not trefos.
Rove animals are trefos.
Are not trefos. So we use Rove.
After the year, I don't understand some of those questions. The answer still. After a year is up, don't go back. Forget about that. Because Mahaba now, why don't we have a chazaka? We don't have to worry, it's swallowed up in the next day.
That's Tysus. What? When do you have the chazaka?
After a year.
But maybe it swallowed up in yesterday and it's going to die in a year from now.
So Rav saying, since there was no chazaka
yesterday. There's no chazaka.
So we have to worry about all these things. Okay.
The reality that's for sure not a chazaka was established on its first birthday.
Right.
So Tosfos says you can't go back to when it was born and have a chazaka the whole first year, because it was lones barer b'shaito. Now you're asking, but you have a chazaka from when it blew out the birthday candle on the birthday cake, right? You don't have a chazaka then either, because maybe it swallowed a pin.
Yeah, but why can you then play what if that day?
You need chazaka and rove to say that you don't.
Right.
That you're not mistopping. So that the Gemara proves Rove from there. The Gemara's answer is Rove. Tosfos is just bothered by why not Chazaka. So Tosfos says you don't really have a Chazaka.
Okay.
Because you can't go backwards with Chazaka.
What's the answer to that question? How do you know I can say Chazaka if they never raised
it? I need time. First, I needed time to answer his question. Now I need time to answer the flip question.
Chazaka, in general, Chazaka is from the Torah? Chazaka.
That's the Gemara Chulin. Minayan Chazaka. Chazaka Minalan. Rove Minalan. That's Chulin Daf Yud. One of the most famous Amudim in Shas.
Rove is in Parshat Mishpatim.
Maybe an Aleph, I think.
Rove is in Parshat Mishpatim, right? Rove.
That's Ruba Deisa Kamon. That's considered Ruba Deisa Kamon. The Dayanim. The Gemara says, you're echoing the Gemara. The Gemara says, it says Acharam Lahatos. But the Gemara, maybe only Ruba Deisa Kamon. How do you know Ruba Deisa Kamon? And then you have Rabbi Bashurim and Shari Yosher, that always Ruba Delessa come on is much stronger than Ruba Deisa come on. So why doesn't the Gemara just say, well, if Ruba Deisa come on helps, so of course Ruba Delessa come on helps. Now you're getting into very deep in Yonim that we really are not. We're going to really learn about that in Shmaitza Gimel. Shmaitza Gimel is about Rove. Shmaitza Gimel and Dalet are about Rove. One's Ruba Deisa come on, one's Ruba Delessa come on. Now you're getting to learn to say for Shmaitza. Shmaitza Aleph was Sveikos, Shmaitza Beis was Chazakos. Shmaitza Gimel is, I think, Rove. Gimel and Dalet or Dalet. I've assembled the whole set, you know, but now I can't find them.
I can't find them.
I assembled, Hashem does not want me to have it. I have three. I have three and I can't find four.
You'll find it when your wife starts doing Pesach cleaning.
My wife, when I start. I do this for her. I had three jobs in Pesach cleaning. And Hashem took two of them away from me when I moved to Eretz Israel. Two huge jobs. The garage, which over a year looked like a woman's pocketbook times 100. The car, which over a year looked like a woman's pocketbook times whatever. And the Sfar. So I moved there to sell. I don't have a car anymore and I don't have a garage anymore. So I never had, I rented. I just don't enter anything I ever had. I always rented. But like my first Pesach here, I can't describe the joy.
Finally.
I can't describe the joy of not having a garage or a car to clean. It was always like such an oil. You keep pushing it off, you know what I mean. I just saw a great quote. I forgot from who. Just funny. That's a funny line. A non-Jew will never understand the pleasure, will never have the pleasure of not saying Tachanun on Monday and Thursday.
Rabbi Reisman says that.
Yeah, oh, that's the quote, man. A good quote.
Well, I think you'll solve the problem the way my father used to solve the problem. He used to go out, buy another set of Sfarim, and then as soon as he did, he came home, he'd find the first set he couldn't
that
find.
That won't work yet. It took me a year to accumulate it. These are Yikari Metzias, these kind of Schmeitzes. Took me a year and badgering people and looking in old, musty, dusty, secondhand bookstores. And one of them, I went to Virtual Geula. There's a website, Virtual Geula. Not
exactly.
He charged an, I don't want to say what he charged. More than an omelette he charged. But it was worth it to me because he had one volume that I got from him, so it was worth it to me.
It'll turn out.
He actually pleaded with me not to buy it. He says he charges an omelette. He's made for the tourist, for the unsuspecting tourist. Well, a guy in America, he has a very unique niche. He charges a lot of money, but he gives a very valuable service to some people.
Mm-hmm. They just sold the sitter of the best, Rav Rami Sadler.
That's them, Virtual Gula? So what?
$50 million.
Okay.
It's not about it's connected to old books.
Well, that's ruined everything. The sitter that the Baal Shem Tov used?
They claim it was his use, they didn't prove it.
Oh. So I claimed I gave you $1 million.
There you go.
I sold the plane for $50 million.
Okay, we move on.
Right.
We're up to Omnom Divrei Hashas Tamua Ma'od. I don't know if it starts a paragraph of this. Again, this whole thing is the Twilight Zone, because this whole thing is taking place in the Twilight Zone of the Havamin of the Gemara, that Shmuel means Al Bala Chamor Lahaviraya, and he means Tafka Bala Chamor, and we don't know why. He's the Muchsuk, and he has a Cheskus Aguf. He has everything in the world going for him. So Tosis answers that he has the Chazokat HaHashta going against him. Now, that's not the Maskon of the Gemara, that's not what Shmuel meant. Shmuel didn't mean Davka the Bala Chamor has to bring the Raya. Shmuel meant that Kol Mishanah and Asafik Bishuso has to bring the Raya. Now he says, so what was he bothered by? How could the Gemara have thought that Shmuel, who means Chazaka the Hashda, how could he bring a Raya from the Sefer? How could he bring a Raya from the Sefer? In the Sefer, it's not Chazaka.
So the fact that the Bala Chamor, or we're saying
the Bala Chamor,
that the Chamor died within his Rishus, the fact that he's the Bala Chamor is incidental to the case.
Yeah, but now we're going in the Havamina that it's Chazaka the Hashta. So, Taisus was bothered by that the Sefer of the Mishnah should be a Kasha on Shmuel, not a Raya, because if anything, according to Shmuel, the Chazaka Dahashta should say it's a Mekach Tolos, and the Baal should win. Not the Baal has to bring the Raya. So Tosis answered, you don't take two steps back, blah, blah, blah. And the Shmaitzu gave his Teretz to further interpret Tosis. But now there's another Kasha. The first Kasha was the Seif as a Kasha on Shmuel. Now he's going to ask, but it certainly is not a Raya to Shmuel. If it's not, the Gemara says it's a Raya to Shmuel. It might not be a Kasha on Shmuel, but how in the world is it a Raya? Omnam Divri Hashas Tamua Ma'od. Lefi Masha Pirshu Atoisvis, Bamed de Ka'omar Ababa, Vatana Tuna Kalababes Chomiha, that's a Raya to Shmuel. Again, we're in the Havamin. According to Maskon, everything's beautiful. Because the Sefer of the Mishnah is also called Anoilat Savik Rishuso Olav Araya. But the Gemara thought it was Chazaka Dahashta, it was Pshat and Shmuel. So according to Tosfos, this is the Shmaitzer asking now. According to Tosfos, that Shmuel's reason is Chazaka Dahashta, so how could you bring a Raya from the Sefer? The Sefer's not going with Chazaka Dahashta. The Sefer's going with Chazaka the Meikara. Ke'ilu, it's saying the Baal has to bring the Raya. It's like we're going to go with the Cheskos Aguf. We're going to assume that the movement happened b'shus HaBaal. So how do you have a Raya to Shmuel that you follow Chazaka Dahashta? Enechlam, you don't have a Kasha on Shmuel, but for the Gemara it's Mashma, Shmuel brings a Raya from the Sefer. How do you bring a Raya? According to Taisa's explanation of the Hava Mina, that the Pshat and Shmuel was Chazaka Dahashta. Omnam Devi Hashas Tamua Ma'od, Lefi Masha Pirshu Atoisus, the Medekomer Ababa, the Tanatuna Kalababes Chomiyah. Tanatuna means it's a riot of Shmuel. Kivin the Bekalabaches Chomiyah. That means they found the woman after the Suin. Loi Omru Kashas Mitziyoson. They didn't follow Chazaka Dahashta. Unehi, now even though you can't ask a Kasha on Shmuel, Unehi Dosum Taimah, we said just now the reason. Bishum de Loi Omru Chazaka Dishas Mitziyoson. You don't flip back two spaces. That's what Taisa says, and the Shmaitz elaborated on it. But Al Koponim, the Kalab of Beit Chomiyah, Loyom Kishas Mitziyosa. You don't have a Kash on Shmuel, but you certainly ain't using Chazaka the Hashta there. The Hechi Maisi Raya, Mikalab of Beit Chomiyah, Loyom Kishas Mitziyosa. So what's the Gemara's Raya? He's saying the Tanatuna, Kalab of Beit Chomiyah. How does he have a raya from here that you go basa chazaka da hashta? Ubishas. Now, in the Gemara, now, so, ubishas dodochi ba'achati loidomi, when the Gemara says there's no, it's not a good sushtel, mashma de is beidimyo. That you, you know, in the Gemara it's mashma that you want to prove that there's chazaka da hashta. But maybe Chazaka Dahashta only helps in Shmuel's case, but not, maybe it only helps in the Mishnah's case, not in Shmuel's case. You can't bring a Raya to Shmuel. But it sounds like we're dealing with Chazaka Dahashta. But we're not even dealing with Chazaka Dahashta in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's not using Chazaka Dahashta. Ubishas to dochi v'chati loidomi mashma disbei dimyon. V'huena doima at all. Vada rabba, b'kala b'beis chomiyo, loyomu klal be kishas mitziyoson. The Marsha has the Kasha also on Toises. The Kasha on Toises is interpretation of the Havamin of the Gemara that Pshat and Shmuel was Chazaka Dahashta. The Shmaitzer will give an explanation. He will show us how you could prove from the Sefer of the Mishnah Shmuel's din of Chazaka Dahashta. Vanira, Vanir's Daiti Buzer. The Rashba says like this: Chazaka de Meikara will take you up to a definitive point in time. You can use Chazaka de Meikara, if you're able to say, now she has a mum, let's say. Well, now to beg it as a keset. That's what the Rashi was talking about. Well, now the Chamor died. If you're able to say, oh, it just died a moment ago. Like, it just now died. It was alive till now. Then, Cheskos Aguf. But if once you can't say it just happened, and now you're talking about an indeterminate time frame, when did it happen? Anytime from 1 to 2 o'clock, you can't use chazaka to say it happened later, like an indeterminate later. You're either going to say it just happened, and it was fine, and it just happened now, it just changed. But there was no change. Or you can't use chazaka. That's a Rashba who proves it from the case of Kesem, when she had a beged and it dried up. So you know it was Tomei, it had a Kesem at one point in time, but you don't know when. Yeah, you know it didn't just happen because it dried up already.
Yeah, but the Zustel of the Tomei is different than the Momon though. In other words, who paid for the cleaning was different than when you evaluated. Okay. So it's you know.
But right now we're talking about chazaka. We're talking about chazaka. We're talking about chazaka, right? Umiyashiv abeno. So vaniro lani yosaiti bezel if imashik osafti liel perikam perikdalu perikhes b'shem al rashba b'chidushov the v'mumin heichad the nikorim when it's clear shalom no duachshav. That you can't say it just happened now. The efshar lahadbil zman yodua, and you can't point to a specific point in time. Loima gimel yomim oydalid. The efshar shnei yomim oyoser. You don't know when it happened. It's indeterminate. Just some sort of vague later. Uchaygav the lav chazakahi. Ukedemuchach leishama rashba miksamim. The Rashba himself asks on this Yisod from the Kala Beveis Chomiyah. She has a mum, right? And you're saying the Baal has to bring a Raya. It's talking about even mumen that you don't, that you know didn't just happen.
This is the Rashba of Beveis Yosef for them. We saw.
I don't remember anymore. The mumen. It's even a moment that didn't just happen, and yet you're using chazaka to say that the moment happened in the bowels of Shus, even though it obviously didn't happen just now. Okay. On that, the Rashba answers, if you remember, that the Rashba said, and the Shmaitzer used the Rashba for his whole Yisod, that you're not dealing with cheskos aguf, you're dealing with ein machzik in reyos on Rishus l'Rishus. That you're saying the mum happened in the Rishus of the Baal, and you have no right to impugn the integrity of a different Rishus. And Malzik and Reyes and Rishus Rishus, and Shmaita says, oh, if you have a Beferish Rashba to this your soul, then Malzik and Reyes and Rishus Rishus, and you don't clear, maybe, because the box is like inviolate. Okay, the Hodi Amrina and the Rashba himself asks, the Kalam Beis Chomiya, that we say ala baal lahavi raya, so we do use cheskos aguf. It sounds like Hassan says the Rashba. No, that's not the pshat, but rather it's mishum dein machzik and mirshus l'rishus vayin shom. You're not dealing with cheskos aguf. You're dealing with a different concept. Stop here. Maybe let's try to finish the perek tomorrow.